I'm Rob Waller. Good afternoon. A woman who was part of a gang which tortured a vulnerable man to death in Ayrshire has been locked up for 12 years. Scott Blackwood was battered, stabbed, stamped on, strangled and tied to a bath before an attempt was made to set him on fire in Saltcoats last July. Georgina Smith, who's 22, unleashed the violence on him along with co-accused Alan Nicol and Thomas Moore, despite claiming she loved him. She was found guilty of culpable homicide. Nicol and Moore were convicted of murder and jailed for life last month. A full structural survey is to be carried out at Edinburgh's Liberton High School after a wall collapsed and killed a schoolgirl yesterday. 12-year-old Keen Wallace-Bennett died in the changing area of the PE block. Max Steele is following the story.
It was a freestanding modesty wall which toppled over inside the secondary yesterday morning. And as a precaution, all similar structures in schools across the city are being checked out. We're waiting to hear about details of how the investigation into this tragedy will proceed, but it will have to look into claims that pupils had raised concerns about the safety of the wall in recent weeks. Today, though, the school is closed and it will remain so until after the Easter break. Jim Henry from the local community council thinks that's a good move.
It would be very hard for children to go back in, and hopefully in the interim they can gather their strength and be ready to go back for the new term.
And Edinburgh Council says a survey of all its schools was carried out between 2012 and 2013 and no concerns were identified with the wall at Liberton High.
At least five people have been killed after a powerful 8.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the northern coast of Chile. There wasn't much damage, but it did trigger a tsunami 2 metres high. The concern is the waves could now strike Hawaii and Indonesia. There's a warning parts of the UK could experience very high levels of air pollution today. The government's Environment Department is advising people with lung or heart problems not to exercise outdoors in case it causes breathing difficulties. Parts of East Ayrshire and Dumfries and Galloway could be hit with moderate levels. A Royal Navy survey ship, HMS Echo, is joined to join the search today to try and find the missing Malaysia Airlines fleet, MH370. Last night, the submarine HMS Tylos joined the hunt for the plane's flight recorders. There's been a big increase in the number of house break-ins across Ayrshire. Police are appealing for people to take simple steps to protect their homes, like locking windows. PC Kevin Reynolds says other things like a security light can protect your house.
One of the key factors in crime prevention is lighting. Have good lighting around the back of your property. Should anyone approach the property, a PIR sensor light would go off and it would alert neighbours and passers-by that someone's in the back of the property that shouldn't be there.
And Waterloo Road is to be axed from our TV screens. Bosses of the school drama, which is filmed in Greenock and has featured scenes shot on location in Ayrshire, have decided to call it a day after 10 series. And that's the latest. You can find more news by going to our website.